Good morning. If you've just tuned in, this is Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation, stress relief, and coaching. So this morning, I wanted to talk about hoarding. Have you ever seen that show on cable TV called Hoarders, Buried Alive? I just saw it. I don't know why or how, but I happened upon it and I got completely sucked into it, into this idea of surrounding yourself with all of this stuff to the point of just completely numbing out, checking out, and a complete state of overwhelm. And it started me thinking about how we hoard our thoughts. And so I started thinking, how do we hoard our thinking as opposed to all the stuff of life? You know, we're hoarders of experience, thoughts, ideas, past and future concerns, and I think we're in need of a serious intervention. And I think meditation is the way to go. I mean, imagine when we were born, we each had this vast open mind, like a big empty storage space. You know, we didn't have any worries. We didn't really have any ideas or concerns that crowded our existence. And we experienced everything that we sensed and saw and tasted without comment or criticism. Feeling good made us smile. Feeling discomfort made us cry. This was really early on when we were newborns. Every experience was transient, impermanent, and we went with it from thing to thing without holding on. Then we began to get these reactions from people around us. We were taught language and judgment and fear. And then all the layers of these experiences began to get stored inside of us. And all we could do was distract ourselves from it by getting busier and working harder and complicating things more, so we didn't have to notice the enormous pressure and stress building up in this storage space in our mind and in our emotions, until every nook and cranny was overflowing with the stuff of life. And when we reached this level of storage, where we've reached our capacity and we can't take it anymore, this is when stress starts to produce disease process, exhaustion, anxiety, depression, all of that sort of thing. So meditation is a process of emptying the storage. You know, you throw out whatever is no longer relevant. You process some of the stuff that's useful, and you can pass on something that might better serve others, like knowledge, enlightenment, wisdom. It's this process of letting go of all the clutter with a little attention every day. You begin to create this new healthy habit of making space in that storage room and keeping it empty. With a little practice, we begin to see the actual organic empty space that's always been there inside our heads. We can breathe in this space. We can linger and feel good, lighter, more comfortable, even if just for a second. And like all habits, it requires repetition to stick. And without attention and a little discipline, we'll accumulate and hoard again. And when we practice this simple act of sitting, taking our imagination inside, we find a space in there that's completely empty. It's peaceful, open. It still exists underneath all of the clutter of our mind. Out of habit, we just want to fill it. But with practice, we can say, no, not now, not yet. I like this empty space. We can begin to look around and empty some more. And if every day we practice to empty just a little bit of the space where we can rest, the body and the mind begin to be soothed by it. And like all of our habits that make us feel good, we seek more and more of it. and maybe eventually we'll be hoarders of peace. So go ahead and get comfortable. We're going to go into the storage room of our minds and start cleaning out and making some space. You want to sit comfortably either on a chair, a couch, the floor, on a cushion, whatever it is, it's nice to have your back supported. Allow your hands to rest in your lap. You can put your left palm open on top of your right palm if you like, and let your thumbs touch. This is called a Zen mudra, and it helps your mind calm and become more restful. Or you can also have your palms resting face down on your knees or your thighs. We're going to start out by taking a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Let's do this two more times. Inhale deeply through the nostrils. And blow nice and slow out of the mouth. And you should be able to feel your inner engine slowing down. One more of these. Good. Now allow yourself to experience the breath as it flows in and out of your nostrils. You can feel the temperature of the air. Notice where inside the nose it touches, it tickles, the dryness as it goes down the back of your throat. And notice how it's warmed and moistened by the body as it flows back out through the nose. You can notice if your breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow. And as you settle in more deeply, it's as if you're opening the door to this storage space. And there's a part of you that feels a little bit of tension, a little bit of stress, aware of how much is in that storage space. So much experience, thoughts, planning, fantasy, fear, relationships, full of the stuff of life. Imagine that you're settling comfortably into a clear space. You can feel your back being supported by something. You can feel the heaviness of your legs. Allow your chin to drop, your jaw to drop slightly, your teeth are parted, which softens the whole face. And let the eyes roll down, either gazing at the floor or closing your eyes, whichever you like. Continue to connect with the inhale and the exhale, imagining that that inhale rides up the back of your spine, leveling out at the roof of your mouth, and then falls back down the front of the spine, back into the belly. Inhaling up your back, exhaling down your front, settling in to this space and allowing yourself to be able to be with, see, feel, and experience how crowded this storage space is while staying in the center of your awareness, the center of the space that you're creating for you and around you. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. You can use a mantra by saying to yourself a few times, I am here. I am in the center. And as you do so, the tension starts to unravel. And even if thoughts try to crowd into your space for attention, all you have to do is deepen your breath. Remind yourself, I am here. I'm in the center of this circle. and imagine that whatever has crowded in for your attention drifts away. Whatever it is, perhaps it drifts into another space in the storage room to be looked at another time, and maybe it disappears altogether. Maybe you just don't need this thought, this concern anymore. And with each exhale, you widen the circle of space in your storage room around you. And the clutter, the hoard begins to lessen. Little by little, the things that you just don't need to hold on to anymore dissipate, drift away on the exhale. I am here in the center of this circle, inhaling and exhaling. You can see your thoughts and you can let them go by reminding yourself where you are. This is Om at Home, meditation for ordinary people. And today we're creating space, imagining all the thoughts and experiences that we've stored for so many years. We're starting to let go of by entering that storage space, sitting down and quietly connecting to breath. Noticing when we get distracted or pulled into any kind of thought, reminding ourselves in that moment, I am here, letting go on the exhale. Notice if you've picked up something in that storage room, some idea or thought or worry or plan that you've been thinking about. See how when you become consumed by those thoughts, you forget where you are. And all you have to do is let yourself recognize it. Just thinking. And come back to the center of the circle. Connect with the inhale and the exhale. And remind yourself, I am here, letting go. And then you exhale. Notice how easy it is to get caught up in all the thoughts and ideas that we've stored, all the shiny objects of mind that we pick up and examine and re-examine and re-examine again. And with intention, patience, and gentleness, we can put those shiny objects down, those thoughts, by reconnecting with the inhale and the exhale. And imagine we're letting them go, making space, emptying the storage of our minds. if you're in a rush to deal with each thought or each idea, and just give yourself permission to rest, to enjoy the empty space for a breath or two. Life is full. And soon enough, an experience is going to come rushing in to replace the ones you just threw out. So enjoy the space you're creating. Know you can go there and rest anytime in the center of that circle. Inhaling, exhaling, and reminding yourself once again, I am here. And just let go. Feels what your state of mind is in this moment, and allow the experience you've had to be perfect in this moment. This first opportunity to open the door to that hoard, that storage of thoughts, experiences, and ideas, worries, and plans, and to begin to let go of the things you don't need and create more space, more peace. Inhaling up your back and exhaling down your front a few times to seal in this experience into your nervous system, into your brain, into your heart. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori with Om at Home, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.